little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. And here we are back again, episode 147 with a famous Shot of Games podcast, and this is another special one of ours because it is our pre-WonderCon episode. So if you guys are going to WonderCon this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, what is coming up, if you guys want to say hi to Wayne and a couple of, you know, crazy knuckleheads from the crew, hit us up on Facebook.
Yep.
We're going to be there. Well, he's going to be there, not me. I know, I wish. But I said, and in 2 weeks from now, I'll be going to Star Wars Celebration, also at the Anaheim Convention Center. I'm going to be going on Saturday, and I'll meet up with my friends from the 501st. San Diego and LA chapter, aka the Southern California chapter. And yeah, I'm very stoked about that. But right now, we're focusing about WonderCon. Wayne, what do you got for WonderCon? What are you gonna...
I haven't had a chance to really look over the schedule. If we can, on Friday night, if we can manage to stay long enough, there is a premiere of the new DC WB animated film.
Oh,
Batman versus Robin.
Which Robin?
I don't know.
Damian?
Much.
Damian Wayne?
You know what? I honestly don't know a whole lot about the
Tim Drake.
This one at this point, but you know.
Well, that should. When did he announce that? How long ago?
I didn't know about it until I went through and just happened to see it on the WonderCon page.
Well, son of a bee.
Right?
I said they're pulling out some good stuff again this year, as always.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because typically you'll get the premiere screenings at Comic-Con, not WonderCon.
That's from true
DC.
As well. That's
so
pretty weird.
I'm kind of like, okay, this is interesting, but you know, I'll accept it. I want to watch it, but I don't know if we'll get a chance to or not. But if we do, we'll be sure to let you know what it's like.
Okay, so other than that, what are we playing this week? Well, for me, it's been a short week as always, but I've been playing a whole lot more Killer Instinct Season 2. Hisako, one of the most fun characters to play in the Season 2 of the Killer Instinct franchise. Other than that, I've been playing some Vector Man 1 and 2 for the Sega Genesis system. Yes, I still finally start going back to old school games, Sega Genesis. I hate that, but it's kind of hard. Yes, it's a little more challenging than the newer games that are out right now. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a whole lot more Crash Bandicoot 1 and 2 for the PlayStation. The original PlayStation, folks.
Nice.
Beat that. It's fun getting back into old characters, especially with the old school 3D graphics, bit like that, shenanigans and whatnot. It's pretty cool. It should be out on the newer system as a DLC, but other than that, that's been it for me. There's nothing more I've been playing this past week, but so Wayne, what have you been playing other than the Transformers game you're playing right now?
Oh yeah, Transformers Rising, I'm still going along with that. That one's taking a lot of my time when I've got breaks and, you know, any free time basically. That's not really when I'm sitting at home. Other than that, Transformers Battle Tactics. I haven't had a chance to log in today to see where we finished on the little competition going on there for Superion. Network's a little bit weak, but on Rising I did acquire Superion, so I've got them there.
Nice, nice.
See if I can get the network to work real quick here. AT&T's been having trouble in the area again. Anyways, other than that,
that's such a lame way to
well. That. They do, but anyways, Marvel Avengers Alliance, and I think that's really about it.
That's it for you? What? That's it? I am super shocked.
I know, I really haven't had a chance to do much. I kind of had to take a break from gaming last night because one of my network hard drives went down and I had to recover some files.
No, that sucks. So
I'm getting ready to replace that after this recording. And I also got to reinstall Windows 10 on my laptop because it crashed somehow. Like, no.
Do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Okay, so getting onto the news of this week. Well, recently there's been a newsletter coming out on the Final Game community. The one, the only, the beast, Daigo Umehara, has just retired from competitive gaming, competitive fighting gaming, and he stepped down as one of the members for Team Mad Cats of Japan. But the thing is, as you listen to this right now, when I post this up tomorrow, it'll be April 1st here in the States. But today, as we're recording, it's April 1st in Japan right now, so I don't know if it's an actual April Fool's, just him, you know, have, you know, kick, you know, punching people in the rib or, you know, ribbing people. I don't know if it's true or not, but if I do find out some more news, it's, you know, I'm actually going to let you guys on the next podcast. Daigo is one of the many reasons I... Well, you know, I'll save it if it's true or not. So what we got in the news right now, Wayne?
Well, we do have the Arkham Knight Special Edition PS4 that's been announced.
Dude, that looks so awesome.
It's a very subtle but very well designed. Yeah,
it is. It's a kind of a like a dark, kind of like a flat silver.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4. The same way with the controller. You know, and on top of the like the top half, you actually see a silhouette of Batman, and also that goes across the PlayStation, like the upper half.
Yeah.
And it has the Batman logo on there on his chest, and also has a Batman Arkham Knight on it too. It looks really cool, pretty awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, go and just go to GameSpot or just Google it. You'll be able to see it. It's a steel gray system with a Batman faceplate on it. Pretty awesome, as I said. A $400 bundle also revealed. So there's a second bundle that's up too. I don't know what's going on there. The limited edition bundle comes. It's a $450 bundle. It comes with a copy of the game and steel gray system featuring an Arkham Knight faceplate. The bundle packs is a matching steel gray with a DualShock 4 controller. The addition to this, Sony will offer another Arkham Knight PlayStation 4 bundle that comes with a regular black console and matching DualShock 4 controller, pretty much black on black,
yeah,
and a copy of the game for $400. So, yeah, in my opinion, I say $50 extra wins it all.
Yeah.
Would you, Wayne?
If I was going to get one, yeah, definitely.
Yes. So, it looks pretty cool. It should be coming out the same day as Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm stoked for that game.
June 23rd.
Yep. I got it reserved and paid off on my Xbox One.
Nice.
What's this one, Wayne? What you got on here?
So Marvel Heroes is a new new game coming out to iOS and Android. It's out now, actually. It's a co-op multiplayer brawler. Basically, play as your favorite heroes. It's actually been written by author of X-Men, Fred Van Lente. Van Lent?
What?
Yeah.
Fred Van Lent?
Yeah. So he's the one actually writing it. It's being produced by DNA, which we've talked about previously.
Yes, we did. If you guys haven't seen it, listen to our previous podcast, episode 146.
I think so.
Yes.
So yeah, basically you build a team, build a roster, and you go through and you brawl out and try to beat the other teams. And there is an actual story behind it all. I haven't really been able to get into these kind of games, especially on tablets, so I don't know if I'll be getting into that. I probably won't be playing it myself, but I don't know, maybe we can find somebody on the team that'll want to play it and let you know what it's like. Maybe.
So, what else we got here right now? So, Nintendo Direct coming tomorrow, pretty much April 1st, promises Wii U and 3DS quote-unquote updates.
Yeah.
But it's no April Fool's prank, everyone. That's what Nintendo says.
So by the time you actually listen to us, this will probably already pass, but we'll be sure to get the information on to you in the next podcast. I don't know what they could announce, but I mean,
what else can they announce? I mean, it's just...
Maybe we'll get some better cross-platform stuff going on with 3DS and Wii U. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's updates, you know.
More updates.
But they're supposed to be really good updates. It's Nintendo, after all.
Indeed. That is Nintendo, after all.
Then Microsoft has announced a new Surface, the Surface 3, which is not to be confused with the Surface Pro 3, anyways. This is going to be a lower-performance machine, good for basic basic usage. You know, it comes with an Intel Atom processor, quad core. It's got a full 1920x1280 HD screen. I mean, it's a nice little machine. You know, of course, it still has a USB 3.0, micro SD, standard stuff that Microsoft puts on the Surface. What makes this one stand out is it's really thin. It's actually the thinnest one they've made. It's going to sell for about $500 with 64 gigs of memory and 2 gigabytes of RAM. What else here? It's going to be full Windows 8.1. You'll get a free year of Office 365 Personal as well. That's a $70 value right there. That's pretty sweet, actually. It's kind of cool. I mean, it bridges the gap. I think this is a better alternative to the...
a typical laptop.
Well, then say the Surface or Surface 2, which were Windows RT as well.
Yeah. So for the people who's running the older Surface, and if you guys really want to update, this is a great one just to hop on, in my opinion, right, Wayne?
Yeah, this is a good machine to get into for basic work, you know, something for the kids to take to school, work while they're on the go, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then last week, we started talking about Halo 5.
Yes. Hashtag hunt the truth, which I did on the hashtag on our last podcast.
And right as after we
posted this that podcast,
we finished recording.
Yep.
We hopped online.
Yeah.
Boom! Two more trailers.
Two more crazy trailers.
Yeah.
So pretty much this one, the new trailers further hint at the convoluted ties between Master Chief and Spartan Locke, or AKA Agent Locke.
See, this is where it's kind of interesting, because we get basically the same trailer with roles reversed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of Locke hunting down and doing the narration.
Yeah. So there's it's like two different versions of the same story.
And there's another one too, is when Locke has the sniper hole in his on his body, on his armor. And, you know, it's pretty much complete opposite of what Wayne and I are talking about.
So, this is what my this is what I'm thinking. This is my kind of where I'm kind of thinking about this. This isn't something that we're seeing in the real world. This is going on in their minds. And the only creature in the Halo universe that I've known of so far that gets capable of that kind of
this
is the Flood.
That's true. Especially going back to the first Halo.
Uh-huh.
First two Halo.
Think about those interactions when he ran into the main Flood character. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to see the Flood return in Halo 5.
Because completely, we thought they were gone after the third one.
Well, here's another thing.
More theories?
Halo 5, Guardians. That's the title, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you've played through the last four games, you know that the Guardians are essentially the Forerunners who were the ones trying to eradicate the Flood.
Ding, 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 spoilers! Well,
we don't know, but that's what I'm thinking. But I think there is something else going on between Chief and Locke as well. I think there's going to be some very heavy repercussions here. We're gonna get the Flood. We're gonna get Locke. We're gonna get Chief. We're gonna get Cortana back somehow, and somehow all four of those are gonna have some very wide repercussions on what's happened in the Halo universe, and then probably Halo 6. Everything's just gonna blow up.
Typical. So, do you think Agent Locke or Spartan Locke is?
I think Locke is a good guy who's misdirected at this point.
That's typical. I mean, a Spartan, what type of Spartan is he? Where did he come from? Is he from
if you recall, it was Halo 3, I believe, where we actually got to play as the alien. I can't remember his name.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember his name.
You just played the game deal a couple of months ago.
I know, right? In Halo 5, it looks like we're going to have a similar kind of gaming aspect where we're going to be playing as Chief.
And also Spartan Locke.
As Locke. So I kind of wonder if maybe Locke is kind of playing the same role as...
Master Chief.
No, the alien.
Oh,
the Arbiter.
That's true.
So what?
But complete opposite of the Arbiter.
No. What if, like the Arbiter, he is stuck under a chain of command in a kind of false reality where they're pushing him towards things that aren't right. Whereas that happened with the Arbiter, and the Arbiter finally figured it out and, you know, came to the good side, basically. What if the same thing has happened to Locke on the human side of things?
That's true.
You know, I mean, we've seen in Halo 4 especially a lot of political stuff going on between different people in high ranks.
That's true. I mean, especially when Master Chief broke rules, regulations for in the fourth game, not giving Cortana.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I'm just giving you some ideas, so we'll
that's nice.
Obviously have to wait and see who's
who's good, who's bad, or if it's just all played on both of their minds.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, but yeah. I think that's gonna be where we end it tonight.
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty short week for us. I mean, we're gonna have more after WonderCon is coming weekend, especially from Wayne.
Yeah, there's always news popping up at events like WonderCon.
Definitely.
So we'll try to get a bunch of that stuff as we can.
Yeah, and then for me, as I said in the beginning of the podcast, in 2 weeks from now, I'll be going to Star Wars Celebration. For all the people who will be going, there's gonna be a lot of stars over there. They're going to show up. Of course, you have what's his name? Peter, the guy who played Chewbacca, is going to be there. Yeah. You got what's his name? Yeah, play R2-D2, C-3PO. Those are going to be there. J.J. Abrams will show up. Mark Hamill is going to be there. Carrie Fisher will be there too as well.
Speaking of which, we can't watch it right now because we're recording.
Yep.
But Mark Hamill is on The Flash tonight.
Yes. Indeed.
I can't wait to watch that. I'm recording it.
Is he going to play the Joker? Voice of the Joker? No. Come on!
No, he's playing... I can't remember the title of the name, but the same character he played back in the original Flash series. That was.
I know who you're talking about. I just don't know his name, though.
I know.
Damn it, TV.
One of those days where we just can't think clearly.
Yeah. Going back to Star Wars, I said Mark Hamill. Ray Park is going to be there, too, as well. You got the guy who played... Sarah Palpatine's gonna be there. So pretty much a lot of the major hitters from the original three are gonna be there. I don't know if James Earl Jones would make it. I don't know if the guy who originally suited up as Darth Vader would be there. I mean, I don't know the names of a lot of people, but mostly the main ones. So Mace Windu might be there. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Any more other news, Wayne?
You know? Oh, did you hear that?
Yes, here's another breaking news. Arrow stars Stephen Amell Lance, Casey Jones role in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 movie.
Yep.
So pretty much we have Arrow playing a badass dude named Casey Jones.
And then there was an announcement coming out that there's another spinoff from the Arrow
indeed.
And Flash.
Yeah, it's called a Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl.
There's going to be... Hawk Girl's going to be played from a girl from a who does a lot of Broadway musicals.
Yeah, Sierra Renee.
Bingo, there she is. So that one will be pretty cool.
It's gonna be an interesting show. I know Hawk Girl character well. You know,
yes.
I grew up with her in the comics. She's not a mainstay character, but she's got some good to her.
Good to her, yeah.
My concern with her, unlike the Aquaman spinoff they want to do or Wonder Woman, my concern with Hot Girl is that it's not going to capture enough audience, and it's not going to take off.
Really?
You look at the character. She's not a character that's well received in many aspects of the DC universe.
That's true. People should give them a chance without.
Yeah, I mean, there's a decent fan following, but it's nowhere near as big as some of the other characters. So I don't know how easy it's going to be for DC and WB or CW to
WB.
Well, same company basically.
I know.
I don't know how easy it's going to be for them to market this and bring in a new audience a new set of fans for the show. So it'll be really interesting. We also have X-Files coming back.
Yes! I saw the news yesterday. So, Mulder and Scully.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be freaking awesome.
I'm looking forward to that, but I'm kind of cringing at the same time. I'm like, what's going to happen with this show that's been off the air for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, but it's still in syndication, though.
Yeah.
I love it. Shoot.
It's been off the air for 10 years. How are these characters, how was, Duchovny and...
David Boreanaz.
No.
David Duchovny. Oh, and
what's her name?
I was thinking of Bones. My bad. No, David Duchovny and hold on.
That show is going well too. Actually,
I love Bones.
So coming back after 10 years hiatus, how are they going to pick up those roles, and how well is the show going to progress with them having not played those roles in so long? Something else I heard actually a few.
It's David Duchovny and
Gillian Anderson. See, I know they're in my head somewhere, it's just I can't find them sometimes.
It's like that one girl, also Robert Patrick's in that.
You know what I heard a few weeks ago, and I haven't had a chance to research it, and I hope it's true, but I hope it's not, and I do at the same time.
What?
So, you remember when they announced the cast for Ghostbusters? The all-female cast, right?
Yep.
You know, how it was like, divided the aisle. People were like excited and they weren't excited, and people hated it and loved it and so forth, right?
Yeah, back and forth banter here and there.
Yeah, so apparently there's gonna be another Ghostbusters movie,
all male.
Yeah,
so yeah, there's gonna be a lot of crazy news coming up, especially the movie ones. Oh, there's also another news, my bad. How can I say this? The new Avengers 2 movie,
mm-hmm.
They said it was going to be 130 minutes long.
That's pretty long.
But that's pretty freaking long. The first one wasn't that long, but this is... Well, no. Of course, they're going to have to explain who's who, what's going mm-hmm. on.
Well, we're also getting very close to the launch of the new Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon.
Yep. So. There's also, they already have the voice actors for that.
Yeah, well, it's already been shot and filmed. Oh, yeah. It's already ready to be broadcast.
Yeah. So. Alright, so... Yeah. So, anywho, again, this coming Saturday, once again...
WonderCon!
Wayne's gonna be there with two other knuckleheads from the crew. Feel free to say hi. Feel free to message him on Facebook or any one of us on our page and make sure you're saying, hey, we're going. We want to say what's up. Shoot the breeze. There's gonna be a lot of cosplayers over there, like there was last year when me and my friend Vincent went. We wish he was here right now, but we could have gone. But anywho, it's worth it. You guys should go. Yada 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 yada. What is that? Danny Trejo holding a taco. Is this Taco Tuesday?
Yep.
Dude, that is awesome. Hashtag Taco Danny Trejo, another badass right there.
Yeah.
What else? Say hi to them on for all you cosplayers out there. It's a huge one over there. I would highly suggest going over there and having some fun. Again, we'll have Wayne should have pictures up by after
sometime that week.
It's all good. I mean, take your time at it too as well. And that's it. So again, this is Wayne and Fidel from TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Right, let's get out of here, man. I got stuff to do right now. Ooh,
Krispy Kreme with bacon. I don't know. No, no.
Yes.
No.
Whatever. See what I did there?